This podcast is a part of the Newhoff Media Podcast Network.
Good morning and welcome. We're back here on a Tuesday, which means tonight at 5 o'clock, Pharmacy Facts with Friends. Lauren and Megan will be in tonight. That means Dale will be somewhere else.
Richland Community College tonight. Tonight's our Tuesday night board meeting.
So okay. How's life out there?
Things are good. Things are busy out there. They had a state of the state or state of the college message last week, and it was very, very promising, very, very positive. Lots of things going on as far as workforce development and the Enrich program and things like that. And everybody's gearing up for graduation coming, I think, the 17th of May. So it's busy times out there, too.
Good to hear. All right. Who's on the show tonight at 5?
Tonight we have Melanie Brown from the Central Illinois CEOs to discuss their upcoming annual trade show. These are students that that work extra, come in early in the morning and a couple of days a week, and they work with Melanie and they talk to different business people preparing. They want to be entrepreneurs and things like this. Mm-hmm. So they have an event that's going to be going on at May 1st from 5 to 7 out at Hickory Point Mall, and it's going to show off what they've been doing and this type of thing. It's a great, great program, and it gets a lot of young people thinking about what they want to do, if they don't want to go to college or if they do want to go to college, and long-term what they want to do with their lives. So it's a great program.
I'm glad to hear, because it feels like programs like Junior Achievement and, that had these kind of roles have kind of gone away. It's good that we've got entrepreneurs in schools.
It is, and it's throughout I think most county schools are involved in this thing here, and I know Mount Zion is, and Moreau Forsyth, Clinton, and all these different schools, Warrensburg, Latham. They have a lot of kids involved in this thing here. It's a commitment that the kids make, and it gets them ready for life, I think.
All right. What's going on in Springfield? Because it's a busy week over there. I know Tanya's going over there tomorrow. What's happening?
Lauren's very, very much involved in the legislative processes here in the state and also in the nation. So she's going to provide an update tonight on some of the important legislation being heard in Springfield that's going to impact some of our patients locally here. And specifically two bills that they're working on right now is a bill removing the prior authorization hoops and the process that they have to go for substance abuse treatment medication, which will help out crossing healthcare patients and stop delaying critical care. And that's a real important way that the insurance companies have a way of delaying services and things like this by what they call the prior authorization process, and this has really been this would be a real boon to the patients if we could get this removed from the process. And also, they got a chronic medication. If you've been on a medication longer than 6 months, this bill will not allow the insurances to mandate a prior approval if you change a medication for the same diagnosis. A lot of times that delays the patient getting the right medication as much as 3 to 4 weeks, and that can be critical in some of these cases. And she's also involved in a new bill that passed the Illinois State Senate last week, and it moves the House to lower inhaler copays. They did this with the insulin.
That was a big win for people with diabetes.
Big win for that. And then this is going to be a big win for the people with chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, asthmatic patients, and things like this, which you see a lot of patients like that in Decatur, Illinois. So if we can get $5 maximum on that, at least will be affordable for the patients in Decatur.
That would be for a 30-day supply.
Correct.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It is amazing to me. Like some stuff, and you do this every day, you go and, it's a couple of bucks.
Yep.
And insurance does just fine. And then there are these other areas where you think, well, wait a minute. I mean, how can we still be talking about diabetes and asthma and things that are so chronic? And it's like unaffordable.
Yep. And you got some life-saving drugs that like Eliquis and Xarelto and things like this that keep blood clots from occurring and people that have had heart procedures and this type of thing. And those drugs are $500 and $600 per month.
Insane.
And sometimes we can get them down to $47, but many times it's 20% of the cost is what the patient's got to pay, and most people could not afford that.
No, I'll tell you what, I defy you to find people like the Coley family that are out there fighting for you, whether you're a customer or not. And if you really want that customized care, and I mean, they really do it. We've been, you know, customers for a long time, and they're amazing people. And they don't let the stuff in between get in the way. They figure out a way to make it work for you. And I just, you're just not going to get that experience at a box store.
That's exactly right, and I appreciate that. And like I say, Lauren's in the middle of this whole situation, trying to get better legislation.
Yeah, I don't think Mr. Box Store is going over to Springfield, you know, to try to influence legislation on your behalf.
No, not on your behalf. That's exactly right. And they're also not out there trying to help you support little different things going on in the community, and that's an important aspect of. You got to keep things local, and that's what we try to do.
All right, we'll see you tonight at 5. Actually, we'll see Megan and Lauren tonight at 5. Good luck with your Richland board meeting.
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit newhoffmedia.com.